Christ purges for a reason, August 26. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. When trials come to us, let us not dwell upon the greatness of the difficulties and feel that we cannot have joy in the Lord. It is true we will have changes of feelings. There will come to us times of discouragement and depression. But shall we live by feeling or by faith? When our brethren and friends speak unadvisedly, and cause us grief, let us not be cast down. Let us remember that we are in a world of trial and grief, of sorrow and disappointment. When these experiences come to us, they should drive us to Christ. If they do not, we meet with loss. When tempted to give up under discouragement and difficulty, let us study the life and experiences of Christ. He had to contend against the powers of darkness that he might not be overcome. We have the same battle to fight, the same victories to win. God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It is our privilege to lay hold on the strength of one who is able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. He invites you to present your case at the throne of grace, and cast your helpless soul on him. The purging is not pleasant, but let us remember that Christ came to our world and took humanity that he might bear the afflictions that humanity must bear and be an example of faithful endurance under every form of trial. God wants us to realize that we are a part of the great human family, and that we must bear its tests. Let your humanity lay hold of divinity. Go to the footstool of God's grace, and say, Lord, I hang my helpless soul on thee. Help me to control my speech. Teach me to overcome. Christ will give you a spirit of overcoming. They overcame him, we read, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. You may bear a testimony the opposite to that which Satan would have you bear. You may keep heart and mind sanctified by obedience to the truth. Look to him, at morning and at noon and at night. Keep heart and mind fastened upon Christ. This is your privilege. The suffering and death of Christ has paid the price for your redemption, and through faith in him you may overcome. Let the love of Christ dwell in your hearts. We must graduate sensibly in this life if we would be transferred to the higher school of the courts above, that I may bring forth more fruit. Sermon preached at Council Grove, Kansas, Camp Meeting.